Testing one.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Mira, we know that playing Erica is very difficult for both of you. What were your thoughts about the match today? And obviously, it finished in an unfortunate way.
Yeah, before going into the match, of course, we were both super nervous. Last time we played each other, it went her way, and I couldn't really handle the nerves. And I felt like this time I managed to do it better. But then, of course, I think that the match was not at the greatest level, because obviously she didn't feel her best. So it's not the way we wanted to finish this match, but I'm sure that she's going to recover fast and we're going to see her on court soon.
Paul? Mary, you talked on court about how Erica's progress had helped you. Can you just tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, obviously, because she's older than me for a couple of years, she kind of was looking for the right way to start the tennis career. So maybe she played some tournaments that she didn't have to play. She spent some more time on some things that maybe she could have let go faster. So because of her, I was looking at her and I was learning, and also my parents, they were learning with her. So for me, it was easier to start and play bigger tournaments, and because of that, I think that I developed a bit faster as a player as well. So for sure, without her, I maybe would need I would have needed a couple of more years probably to play on a bigger level.
We know that it's never easy for any of you to play against an injured opponent, but especially in this situation, as you know that it was your sister on the other side, were you able to be focused on yourself, or you were kind of struggling with the idea of checking better if how she was feeling?
Yeah, of course, it was a bit weird, because I don't think that you really understand what emotions I felt or what emotions she felt during the match. When she called for a physio, I knew that she was struggling with her knee, because we shared the room here. So she knows everything about me. I know everything about her. So of course I knew that she's been dealing with her knee. And when she called for a physio, of course I was a bit worried. But I also told myself that I have to be focused on what I do, because I cannot just lose my focus. I was kind of fighting with myself. Either I worry or I, you know, stay focused and I just keep doing my thing. So it was a bit difficult, but I just hope that we're going to play more matches against each other and we both can learn on our experiences.
I'm sure you played each other many times when you were children, and I imagine she probably won most of the matches, did she, when you were... Can you remember the first time when you beat her?
Today, probably. yeah, we played a couple of times on the practices when we were younger, and actually, until Wuhan last year, we never ever played an official match. So we were always playing a couple of games on the practices or a couple of tie breaks. But most of the time, of course, she has 90% win against me. And this is actually the first time I really won the set against her. So I just know that, of course, if she would feel her 100%, the score would be completely different and the match would be different as well. But I'm sure that we have a lot of time to play and to show the great level of tennis.
And what do you think Erica can achieve in her career?
Well, I'm saying not because I'm her sister, but also I I watch her from the outside, and I think that maybe she needs a little bit more time. Maybe she's gonna do it sooner, but I'm sure that if she keeps believing in herself, she's gonna achieve great things. And I see her lifting big and important trophies, and I see her beating great and top players. So that's what I wish for her. And I think that she's going to do it soon enough.
Okay. One more in English, and then we'll go to the national.
I have a question, because right after the match, you went straight to court two for hitting some balls. I do wonder if the call was made by you or by Conchita, or who made it?
When I left the court, she told me that in 25 minutes I would have a practice. But she told me, like, if I wanted to. And I practiced not because I didn't play enough tennis, but because I needed to loosen up a little bit, because I was feeling super tight. And we both felt that I needed to hit some balls to loosen up and to just relax a little bit. So mainly it was her call, but she knew that I would agree. So there was no fight about that.
Luke, can I just ask you one more question about Wimbledon? I asked you the other day about grass and clay, and you said you thought that grass was the more difficult surface to get used to. Last year at Wimbledon, you lost in the first round. Do you think that was because you had not played much on grass before Wimbledon last year?
Well, I can say that last year I played 3 weeks on grass before Wimbledon, so I think that's pretty much enough. But the first match on Wimbledon, of course, some nerves. I also had to defend some points, and my opponent, she was also playing good. So just all those circumstances, and it just happens. I hope that this year I'm going to do a little bit better, and we're going to talk with Conchita what is the best way to prepare myself better. So I think that we're going to have some kind of a plan in our head closer to the tournament.
Can I ask you one question about your sister again? Because you beat the world number one and then the world number two, why is your sister so much more an opponent for you than Aryna Sabalenka or Iga Swiatek?
I think that there's maybe not everything about tennis, but also I think for me, like 75-80% is about my mental preparation, because you're also not just focusing on yourself, and you're not focusing on how to beat her, but you're also focusing, okay, does she feel good? Or I don't know, I wonder how does she feel, or what are we going to do after the match? How is it going to be? And like, you know, all those thoughts, and there is... Me, I don't just focus on myself, but I also focus on kind of pay more attention to her. And this makes the match and for me more difficult. There's a lot of things that I can say, but mostly for me, like to really just focus on myself, it's almost impossible when I play against her.
Здравствуйте, Мира.
Здравствуйте.
Хотел сначала спросить вас про World Tennis League, где вы играли с Ариной пару достаточно успешно. Молодец, поздравляю вас.
Спасибо.
Еще раз. Хотелось бы узнать, как Арина, какая она на тренировках? Вы успели с ней немножко больше пообщаться? Это такая же Арина, которую мы видим на корте, или это два разных человека?
Я бы сказала, что, наверное, она такая же. Такая же расслабленная, она любит пошутить, посмеяться, поговорить. Конечно, на матчах, мне кажется, она более серьезная и более собранная, но когда, условно, мы с ней тренируемся или играли с ней выставочный турнир, конечно, она более расслабленная, она любит пошутить, поболтать, посмеяться, потанцевать, подвигаться, поэтому она, я бы сказала, достаточно энергичный человек. И да, мы с ней, я не знаю, я бы не сказала, что мы прям много времени с ней провели, но больше, чем, условно, в последние за последний год, поэтому я бы сказала, что она, наверное, такой же человек, что и вы видите, то в целом и я видела.
прошлый раз вы рассказали про любимые предметы в школе. Хотел спросить, какие нелюбимые? И как вообще организован сейчас ваш процесс? Вы сдаете какие-то контрольные экстерны или как это называется?
Нелюбимые предметы, потому что я ничего не понимаю. Это, наверное, химия и физика, потому что я от слова совсем я не знаю вообще, что там происходит и про что они все говорят, поэтому в этом плане мне немного сложно. И да, сейчас такой один из самых сложных периодов, потому что у меня последний год, 11 класс, и сейчас школа хочет, чтобы я тоже сдавала экзамены, но поскольку у меня, я бы сказала, не всегда есть время уделить, не знаю, несколько часов на то, чтобы подключиться и сдать экзамен. В этом плане очень сложно, поэтому мы будем стараться тоже как-то договариваться. И мне в любом случае нужно будет сдать школу в этом году. Я постараюсь, и там уже посмотрим, что будет.
И последний вопрос от меня. Получается, вы в перерывах что-то пытаетесь учить? Контролируют ли ваши родители, они строгие с этим, либо дают вам карт-бланш?
Я бы сказала, что папа, наверное, особо не лезет туда. Мама иногда пытается нас спрашивать, сделали я что-то или не сделала. Тоже пытается мне говорить так, все, давай, иди лучше что-нибудь в школе поделай. Но в целом я как бы сама пытаюсь себя заставить в какое-то свободное время, может быть, не посмотреть сериалы, не знаю, выделить хотя бы минут 40-50 на то, чтобы что-то поучить, поделать, потому что мне самой иначе будет еще сложнее. Поэтому я стараюсь себя заставить в какие-то времена и уже стараюсь быть более ответственной и да, более ответственно подходить к этому ко всему.
А школа ваша находится в Москве или в каком-то другом городе? Или куда вы все это сдаете?
Да, это в Москве есть школа, и я учусь там, получается, несколько таких, как, не знаю, ответвлений от этой школы. Я в одном из них онлайн учусь, и там в целом все очень достаточно легко, там все загружено, и я просто делаю, когда мне удобно, до определенного срока, пока могу.